What are we doing here?
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 What are we doing here? Can someone please tell me what's going on?
It's the big show.
Okay, I'm not really interested in that right now.
Forget it. It's too late.
Enough, people.
Let's get started.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Well, we might have found a cable company worse than Comcast.
I know. I find that hard to believe, too.
But it looks like we have a cable company that's actually worse than Comcast, that sucks worse than Comcast. And that's the cable company, the cable, quote, service, end quote, that we use here at the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group, high atop Rock Hill. MCTV, which I am told stands for something, I don't know what. This MCTV has been the provider, put that in quotes, of the internet service here at the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group. And hold on a second. Johnny is telling me there's something wrong with their state-of-the-art podcaster board now. Hold on. What, Johnny?
You're overmodulating.
But it's not all the way up to D microphone. It's not all the way up.
I know, but you're talking very loud.
So it's got to be, well, so then this thing doesn't work then?
Well, it works, but you're really wound up today. You better check your sugar level.
I made the announcement that I think I found a cable company worse than Comcast. Yeah.
Just like AEP, always electrical problems.
Exactly. And this is MCTV. What does that stand for, by the way?
I don't know.
I think we need to come up with...
I can think of a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Now, they actually yelled at you and Eric. Hold on a second. Here, get on the microphone. Get on this thing.
They yelled at Aaron and me and hung up on both of us. And I understand Aaron, they're under a lot of stress.
I don't give a God-blessed thing what stress they're under. Aaron is the nicest, sweetest human being here. He wouldn't harm a fly. He would not.
No.
And he is just the kindest, most decent human being. They hung up on him?
Yes. Yeah.
TV, internet service provider. They were so god-awful, they hung up on Aaron?
Yep.
And they, well, I can see them hanging up
on
you.
And they said that the wire's cut, well, you know, it'll be restored whenever we can. And they just, that was a very, very abrupt, very just cut and dry.
MCTV, yes. Internet service, that yes. God-awful.
Yeah.
And their customer service was that horrible.
But they did speak English.
Saying hang up or something or right. Goodbye. Yeah, they know how to say goodbye in
English. You know, I did find out a lot of these people do not work in an office. They do it on a laptop at home.
Jesus.
A buddy of mine knows somebody that works for Comcast.
Yeah.
And Comcast has people sitting at home. They're paying them. And hold on, I got a call coming in. And they answer it and they do the stuff right on the computer right there. So when you're calling, you're not calling a center, like a call center. Yeah. You're calling somebody at home now.
In the Philippines.
Yeah.
With Comcast. Yeah.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
But internet service, this is like the major story here because it's not just my show.
No, it's me at home.
It's that all the radio stations here at the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group, high atop Rock Hill, they're not affected up in Jefferson County.
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's
they're
good
on
for them.
Somebody else up
good
there.
For them. But it also different villages around here,
yes.
Townships, right?
My house, no, St. Clairsville, the Barton area, St. Clairsville, Bridgeport, various places around the valley who have MCTV. Now, it's not, I guess it's, it's a network outage. I have it on my phone called a home pass.
Yeah.
It tells me when it's restored and who's on the internet and what's using and all that. And it says network, major network outage.
And they're telling you somebody cut a wire or something?
That's what they said.
But you don't believe them?
No.
No. I wonder if they've been paying their bills.
I don't know. That's what I asked here at first.
Yeah.
If we were paying our bills.
Oh, well, that's... Well, actually, the one thing with Mr. Deep Pockets...
Right.
Seriously, all kidding aside, because you know what I really think of this guy. But in fairness to him, they're actually excellent about paying their bills. I mean, I don't mean just good. I mean friggin' excellent.
Right.
I couldn't ask for a better client. I really couldn't.
You're right.
Everything else is a pain in the ass, but at least... But the guy pays... Like nobody's business here.
Right.
So MCTV, so it has affected everything here at these radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
Internet, I can't do Facebook live stream. I mean, my poor listeners are probably losing their minds this morning, not getting their Dimitri fix. And it's so many other communities here in our listening area. And MCTV TV hangs up on you, yeah. hangs up on Aaron, who's this really sweet, wonderful guy who works here, who would never harm a fly. Yeah. They're hanging up on him.
Yes.
That says to me, these are major a-holes. I mean, seriously, honest to God, major a-holes.
First they say, well, it must be something on your end. And you know, that's what they always tell you.
You got to be
kidding.
They
always do that.
They didn't even check?
No, they just said, it must be on your end. And we went in and reset everything here at 11:30 yesterday, and it never came back.
Well, they had to know it was on their end. They had to know this. So now they're liars on top of everything else.
Because don't let them kid you. They watch what you're doing on the internet.
Oh,
and they slow you down your speeds. If you're not on their television, if you're watching some other service that you're getting, they'll slow it down.
Oh, Comcast does the same thing. Right. You try to get away from the Comcast channels, and you try to access the LG TV, and they just slow everything. Oh, they're them. I hate cable companies. I so freaking hate cable companies.
Aren't they run by the FCC?
No, actually. FCC. The FCC FCC is for broadcast. It's not for cable. That's why you can swear on cable.
Oh.
That's why you can swear on cable and on satellite.
Oh, okay.
Not on broadcast, you can't.
Okay.
But that's the big you saw the South Park episode with the S word?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they can do that on cable
because
the FCC does not control cable content at all. It's not about cable.
Oh, wow.
It's about broadcast. It's about call letters. Those are the things that the FCC is dealing with. But anything else about MCTV, this most god-awful, horrible, suck-ass company? Anything else?
No, nothing else. Just that restore our internet.
How soon can we get a different cable company up here?
Well, there's only one. You got two choices.
Oh, no.
You have them or Comcast. Either or. And Deep Pockets don't like Comcast. So.
Oh, I'm sure he loves MCTV, though.
Today.
Now.
No, he doesn't today.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. So if you're thinking about using MCTV, fine. Hey. You're a grown-up. This is your choice. You do whatever you want. I certainly don't care. I know. I'd never use them. For them, it's very easy, if you're a business, it's very easy to seem like a good guy and be friendly and kind when everything is working right. That's fine. That's a no-brainer, as it should be. But the real test of a company is when everything turns to crap, when there are major, major problems. Now, how does that company interact with its customers? Well, we are finding out here with MCTV. We sure as hell are finding out today and yesterday. We're still no internet service. They're hanging up on Johnny O. They're hanging up on Aaron. This is unbelievable to me. This is absolutely unbelievable. MCTV, I never thought that I would find a cable company that is worse than Comcast, that would suck worse than Comcast. And apparently, we have that here. For them to be hanging up on people, this is a major business. This is the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group, world headquarters, here, Rock Hill. We count on MCTV for internet. We haven't had it now for, 24 hours at least? And customer service is hanging up on us. And when Johnny called, the first thing is, oh, it must be on your end. Like, they don't know they have an outage on their end. How do you not think about this? What Johnny O just said, he called MCTV, and before they hung up on him, their first response was, well, it's got to be on your end. It's on your end. You're telling me that MCTV did not know that it had an outage when we called them? And their response is, well, it's got to be on your end. That doesn't pass the smell test. That doesn't pass the smell test. MCTV doesn't know that there's an outage, that it's not providing service. And when people call, if it's like Johnny O., their first response is, well, that's on your end. It's a problem, you know, at your house or at your office or your business or whatever. That's what Johnny O just told us. You're telling me that MCTV doesn't even know if it's functioning, but their automatic default setting is it's the customer's fault? MCTV is making Comcast look almost acceptable. This is absolutely unbelievable to me. This is absolutely unbelievable to me. So, how's your morning going for you? No Facebook today because we have no internet today because of MCTV. We have no idea when MCTV will get its act together and give us internet again. If it's going to give us internet again, I don't know. Do you? I don't know. So there is no Facebook live stream. We had, and we still do actually, St. Clairsville Mayor Catherine Tallman scheduled to be our special guest to follow up that incredible show yesterday where we talked with her about the constant the big problem with the electric bills that went out from St. C. And they were mailed or should have been mailed to all of the ratepayers. And St. C. sent it out beginning of February, but we didn't get it till Friday or Saturday, and we had like a day or two to pay our electric bill. Pretty big electric bills, by the way. And if we didn't pay by, I guess, today, maybe tomorrow, today or tomorrow, then there's a 10% penalty. Even though it's not the ratepayer's fault, it's apparently the post office. And Catherine Tallman, who's a fine human being, I actually do like her, mayor of St. C. She's the one with the Sammy, the calling. She was going to stop at the post office in St. C. to find out what the hell happened. She was going to talk with Joe Vavra, the attorney representing the city of St. Clairsville. She was going to talk with the postmaster in Pittsburgh. She was going to talk with the city council members to see if they can waive the 10% penalty for late payment for this month because it's no fault of the ratepayers, and also waive the 2% service charge for a credit card if people had to pay with credit card. She was going to do all of that and more yesterday. I suspect she did. And we have her scheduled for 8 o'clock this morning to come back on the air by phone to tell us the latest. Well, we can't use any kind of phone now because our state-of-the-art world-class studios here at the Ohio Midland News Group, long story short is this. The only thing I can do is use my iPhone and hold it up to a microphone to interview Catherine Tallman. But here's the problem with this. Verizon. I have Verizon. And by the way, I've really soured on Verizon too. I must tell you. I have what looks like half a bar. It's just this LTE service here in the building is like half a bar. And that's the only thing that I have here in our world-class studio. Long story short, I don't know that I can make a phone call to get my guest on the air here with this incredible breaking news about everything going on in Belmont what's County. The buzz? Tell me what's happening? What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening? There may not be any buzz today in Belmont County because of all these technical challenges that, frankly, I can't overcome. So hopefully, MCTV will get its act together at some point. Maybe tomorrow we might get internet service back with MCTV, but we don't know because when our people called them, their customer quote service, they hung up on us. That's MCTV. That's been our experience with MCTV. I never thought I'd find a cable system that could actually be worse than Comcast.